The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Midterm at the moment for a lot of schools. Remember that, do you? Remember school?
I love school.
Yeah. Do you remember? Did you?
I love secondary school, yeah.
Okay. I loved it as well, yeah, for sure. Definitely have some fun memories. Was there ever like any drama or anything with your secondary school?
So
you went to school in Kerry?
I went to school in Kerry, yeah. Presentation, secondary convent, Listowel. Yup.
Love Listowel, so yeah. I do.
On the kingdom, bye. God, there were so many. I remember there was so much. One of the girls set off the fire extinguisher one of the days. We got in so much trouble for that.
Just for the crack.
Like, just for the crack, yeah.
Okay.
In first year, we were a bit wild. Like, we had this locker in one of the prefabs, the class that were outside the school, and two of us would get into the locker, and there'd be one girl at one side and another girl at the other side, and they'd be pushing it back and forth.
Stop. So
What's
going on? This is the kind of behaviour I expected in all boys' school.
I know, we were a bit wild. But then something happened and we managed to actually break the window. The locker fell. We got in loads of trouble.
Smashed the window in the classroom.
Loads of trouble for that. And then another time we wrote "gone fishing" on the blackboard and the whole class just left to go downtown and didn't go to our geography class. We got in a lot of trouble for that as well.
Gone fishing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, first year we were bold.
Yeah, first year in my school they were bold as well. I wasn't. I just was not that kind of a kid at all. I used to sit back and just enjoy it from a distance and then talk about it. I don't know what it was. I never had the cojones to do something like that.
No, don't get me wrong. I hated getting in trouble. Hated it.
So that's the thing, because they were disappointed in you then, because you were the good kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you joined in, Una. We expected better from you, kind of thing. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Not really. I do remember one moment really vividly when our business teacher came into the class and one of the students had sellotaped the light switch off. Something so simple. But it created such a laugh because multiple times he tried to turn the light on and it just wouldn't go.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Smart. Sometimes they were smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Donal, what about you?
See, I was kind of teacher's pet, I suppose. But without meaning to be.
Are we shocked? Yeah, Una, are we shocked?
But you know when you weren't meaning to be.
I actually kind of am shocked. Really?
What? Yeah.
I'm not seeing the appeal here. Go on, sell it.
I was head buying stuff, but the... We did like an Irish dance show, like River Dance, every March, and the deputy head was like obsessed with
it. Irish dancers and the Gaelic footballers always got the teacher's pet treatment.
Yeah.
But the deputy head was obsessed with me, and everyone was like, oh, she likes you. And they all made a drama out of it. And then one time the ball went over the fence, and I climbed over and got it, and you couldn't climb over the fence.
It was loud.
No. And then she came out and said, in my office now. And then I went in like, oh God, I'm going to be... Had the head tore off me, like, and she went, it shows great leadership skills to go over the fence when nobody else does. And then everyone was like, how did you get away with God, everything bad? Get him to do it because he gets away with murder.
I mean, like, I'd take it for sure. You did something you weren't supposed to do, and she contributed to your excellent leadership skills and your athleticism as well. Probably she probably wanted you on the basketball team after that.
We went in, my feet were her background on a computer, so I knew I was getting away with something.
What?
She's got my dancing shoes as my, like, as her background.
Oh no, it's a whole different story right there.
This added to the weirdness of it. Everyone was like, why?
No names, please.
087-1102-107. Can we hear your dramas in school?
Incriminating somebody on the radio. Wow, let's go. I've never done that before. Chatting about school at the moment. It's midterm for a lot of schools. We were chatting about drama that we had back in the day. If you just join us, I was chatting about how one moment in particular is very vivid to me, when our business teacher came in one morning and someone had sellotaped the light switch off. Another one that's very immature, but it really drove our maths teacher up the walls, actually, was someone put their mobile phone into the roof of the classroom and then got someone else to ring it.
That is brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, at the time, I'm glad that you guys laughed, because at the time it was hilarious, because everyone pretended, like, where is that coming from? But I look back now and I'm like, God, that was kind of pathetic, but I guess it wasn't. No, it is. You shouldn't. Sorry, you should never be doing this, by the way. But that really drove our maths teacher up the walls. And I can't remember what up the walls because he had to go get the phone, huh? And hey. I don't remember what happened, but I just remember that one now too. It came back to me over the song.
Do you ever remember standing up during biology and you had to read about the birds and the bees? Did you ever have a friend behind you with a compass kind of giving you an old dig now and again?
No. Or, what?
Yeah, that happened. God. We were absolute. Well, it was. It wasn't. It was that. But it was just like it was hard going not to laugh, and it was sore as well.
Sorry, I didn't do biology, so
either did I in science like class. Yeah, do you know, sorry, when you just be science.
Oh my god, that's kind of. Oh, don't make a teenager do that. No. That's so embarrassing.
Speaking of science, Robbie says my pal stole a Bunsen burner from the school
burner.
No what drama, but how random. What did the Bunsen burner do again?
Bunsen burner.
There was fire and gas.
You'd heat up. There's gas coming through it and you'd heat up like, I don't know, whatever you were using in science. Like
core memory unlocked. Yeah.
Bunsen burner.
I haven't heard those two words together in a long time. Wow.
David Mayo says someone changed the Wi-Fi code, the Wi-Fi name, sorry, to something that he can't say on the radio, and it was like that for a week. So
how did he do that?
I don't know how he got in. You must be getting into the admin system doing that.
Wow.
A lad sold fake study notes for the leave insert, made a killing off it before he was caught. Jaden.
Whoa.
Entrepreneur before his time.
Oh my god.
Fake study notes.
Like, yeah. Strange. I don't know if they were.
It's right, like fake tips kind of thing, and this is what's coming up, etc.
Yeah. That is mean.
Can't be toying with people's careers like that. Oh, anyone will do anything for a euro these days, huh?
Phil in Galway says, I remember when a group of lads broke into the school PE hall back in the day and threw a party. Someone ended up calling the guards and a few people even got suspended.
That seems kind of wholesome more than anything, doesn't it?
Breaking into the PE hall.
Oh, just getting everyone together for a party, like it's bonding.
Yeah, you could look at it like that.
Could have been in a lot worse. But anyway, 087-110-2107. If you can recall any drama that happened during your school days, we'd love to hear from you.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.